Hello and welcome to a talk about Nemegen 1.0. Nemegen, pronounced Nemegen. There's quite a lot of confusion even about that. It's not the easiest way to pronounce it is Nemegen, not N-Migen, N-Migen. Or NMIGEN, just very, very simply, very, very quickly, NMIGEN. It's a Python-based HDL. You can create hardware with it. You can define it for ASICs and for FPGAs. It's entirely in Python, so that means that you can use the object-oriented capabilities of Python to create your hardware. Alternatives to it include one called PyRTL and MyHDL. MyHDL is one that's quite well known. However, the thing about MyHDL is that you actually write the hardware in Python, and the Python source code is interpreted or compiled to well, it's compiled to Verilog in a case of thing. And what that means is that you are limited to a strict subset of that Python syntax, which maps directly to Verilog concepts. So exceptions are out. Classes are severely limited, et cetera, because they have to map directly to a Verilog module. So that's the limitations of MyHDL. Where, but it is, you can actually, in MyHDL, you can. You are literally programming in directly in Python, whereas Nemegen, it constructs abstract syntax tree with Python function calls, which are that AST, as it's called, is then handed to a function to turn into actual. Verilog, but it actually creates Yosys iLang as the primary low-level language first, and then you can convert that to Verilog to put into standard synthesis tools. But the biggest advantage of the Nemegen, the fact that it is AST based, is that you can still use object-oriented techniques, oriented programming techniques. You can it's fantastic. You can do mixins, classes, multiple inheritance, none of which is possible with industry standard HDL. System Verilog attempted something similar, but really didn't take really it has severe limitations because it's based on Verilog. So just one other very important thing to mention is that Nemegen is trademarked by MLabs, and this is the trademark, which covers from 2019, which was when around the time that Nemegen was started. Now, a little bit of history about Nemegen. Nemegen is an evolution of something called Megen, which itself is an evolution of something called the Milky Mist Milky Mist processor. That was developed by Sebastian Bourdeaux-Duke as part of his PhD as far back as August 2007, 15 years ago. The whole idea of open source hardware, particularly using Python, was completely unheard of. And they went as to, so far as to actually create an FPGA board. Did a full video processing system. It was just incredible what they'd able to do, and there were a huge number of people who worked on it, as you can see from here, from this, and that resulted in then resulted in Migen, which it was an early evolution. There were a lot of lessons learned from this, shall we say. It mapped directly to Verilog, but had some issues in that you relied on heavily on Verilog lint and synthesis tools to check the validity of the Verilog, meaning that you could actually write completely invalid Migen code. And in our case, in the LibreSol project, we got all the way through to logical equivalence checking after place and route in an FPGA, sorry, in an ASIC, before errors were actually discovered in the original Migen code that was being used. Sort of for a third party thing. Now, so the lessons learned from that for Nmigen, were that it would be necessary to do deterministic behavior. That was one of the other things of Migen, is it doesn't do deterministic behavior. You can recompile something, the exact same source code multiple times, and it will swap things around, which causes a bit of a nightmare for your synthesis tools. You can you, you one synthesis can produce completely different results based on the compilation of the exact same source code, which is the last thing you need. So those sorts of things were fixed with Nmigen. So there's a huge range of FPGAs supported out of the box, including with the proprietary tools and, very interestingly, with the free software FPGA tools. The one of the latest ones, NextPNR Xilinx, very exciting, has support for a very large $1,500 FPGA board. It should be very straightforward to add to support to that to Nmigen. It's one of the ultra scale ones with a 500,000 LUT4s. But out of the box, it supports the Xilinx Digilent RTA7 S7100T, which is a fantastic board. Your 100K LUTs is not to be sneezed at as a thing for a free software FPGA tool chain. The thing is, we've got a dedicated IRC channel, which is currently at oftc.net hash Nmigen. It's under the BSD license. Yeah, so please do join in and help out. We submit we'll take pull requests at github.com/nmigen/nmigen, and also if you're working on a Libre project where you don't have a GitLab account, please do contact me, and be more than happy to submit a format patch, a Git format patch on your behalf. So, let's change pace here, and I just wanted to show you some.